About That Action on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by MyBookie.ag. MyBookie is doing everything they can to help hashtag DGens only cash big, including a 50% deposit match on your first deposit. That's MyBookie.ag, promo code SGP to get a 50% deposit match.
We're also brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a new daily fantasy sports app built specifically for player props. Download the app in the App Store and use promo code SGP for an instant deposit match up to $50. That's ThriveFantasy.com, promo code SGP. Sign up and prop up today.
We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP.
I'm just about that action, boss.
Welcome, everyone, to Bout That Action on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I'm your host, Kyle Waddy Watnell, joined by my co-host and partner in picks, Mark Megatron Glass. How you doing, Mark?
Happy to be back after a week off.
Yeah, a week off. I got a little bit sick last week. Didn't have the Rona. Everything's fine. Everything's in the clear. But we did take the week off. But now we have an action-packed show coming back. We're in your place recording this show.
The new LA office.
That's right. We're in the new LA location. I'd heard a lot about it, but it's exciting to be here. I will say...
Hey, what are your impressions? This is Kyle's first time at my apartment.
I will say, since college... I would have described you as a minimalist in college with your room. Since then, not a lot has changed, man. The walls are looking a little blank.
Yeah.
Kind of like a prison cell. Yeah, not going to lie.
For those that have never been here, which I hope is...
the majority.
I assume is most of you. We've got a dresser and a bed.
That's it.
And then we've got one award I won for collegiate athletics, Division III. And a newspaper article about when I was suspended from
the team.
That's
right. Your two best accomplishments out of college there.
Yeah, and then everything else is completely blank.
Any plans of throwing anything up there? I mean, it's not the most welcoming room.
I want to. It's about time that I do, because I moved in here right after I graduated college. And like you said, or not right after, but a couple months after. And I was still in that mindset of like, I don't really care. Like, just give me a bed and that's all I need.
Right.
But, you know, over time, people have come to the room and been like, this is kind of psychotic. There's nothing in here except that bed.
It is a little bit.
So I'm thinking of doing a little bit of a remodel. But it gets a little awkward.
A little creepy. since our last show, since we did have a week off, there's been some good sports news since. We'll hit the top stories before we get into Financial Investing 101. And before we get into NFL Week 11, Dustin Johnson won the Masters. That was cool. I'm sure you saw that. Did you watch good old Sunday Night Football last night? Patriots and the Ravens played in one of the gnarliest rainstorms I've seen.
They were playing in a water park. That was
pretty crazy. Hadn't seen a good weather game like that in a while. So that was a good one. Drew Brees is hurt. News came out today. Injury report. I don't know if you saw him go down yesterday. Collapsed lung and fractured ribs.
Allegedly, they said it was injuries built up over the last 2 weeks.
I heard that too. That's interesting. How does that happen?
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. I feel like you would notice something like that building up.
Yeah,
maybe say something.
Maybe he was getting like pain shots or something before games. You know, like I don't know how you could play with fractures in your ribs for consecutive weeks like that. But finally, I mean, this was the straw that broke the
especially
camel's back.
At Drew Brees' age, you'd think they want to keep that guy in tip-top shape.
But unfortunately, it looks like he'll be out for a little while. NBA draft is this week on Wednesday.
Who do you got going
first? I got another ball brother going
I'm
first.
I'm here for
overall.
It. I weirdly enough, I miss the days of...
You're about the only one who's here for it.
I miss the days of LeVar Ball just being on ESPN First Take spouting absolute bullshit.
Yeah, we'll get that back.
Except LaMelo Ball is actually nasty if you've been watching his... Yeah. I've been watching his highlights for a couple of years now. I think he's awesome.
Yeah, that was kind of a cool thing you did going down and playing in Australia and getting some... I kind of like how some of these guys are going, getting some...
Yeah.
Some foreign
it's like
experience.
the new model kind of developing for NBA players.
Definitely interesting. Let's jump into Financial Investing 101. To do that, Mark, a new soundbite has come to the show.
Really?
A new soundbite. I'm going to get your reaction on air. I have a buddy who's really talented with sound design and sound effects. So I'm going to play it for you.
So he's a waiter.
He lives in LA just like us. No,
waiting tables and making sound bites.
I'll go ahead and play what he threw together. Here we go.
Financial Investing 101.
Fucking thing sucks.
Pretty good.
I like
pretty
that.
Pretty good. Yeah.
I like any of that.
He sent that over. I was like,
all
absolutely.
This stuff happens behind the scenes and I don't get told any of it. And then it just comes out on air.
Yeah, it's a nice little collection of like movie sound effects and references with the classic Bill O'Reilly, we'll do it live thrown in the middle of it. So I thought that was a good little sound effect. Financial Investing 101, how'd you do with our last show was on the Kentucky Derby.
Yep.
How'd you do?
Fantastic.
Again, with the horses.
I said, if it's not broken, don't fix it. I took authentic with absolutely zero knowledge.
Yep.
For the second time in a row. And once again, authentic one. Is a triple crown still on the table for this horse? Mm-hmm. It hasn't already been played the other. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it right now. Authentic triple crown.
Of course you are.
Authentic cashed in at plus 550.
Congrats for that.
My long shot was plus 3,300, and I lost that. So overall, I netted $450 off of horse racing.
Yeah, and that was a great play. And it did the price on Authentic did come down to being a co-favorite by post time. So props to you getting out ahead of that.
That's why you got to listen to the show right when it comes out.
That's right. Taking Authentic, plus 550. I lost both my picks, went down $200. I had Improbable, who was the favorite, finished second. I don't know if you saw the race live or a replay of it, but Authentic basically just ran to the start, which Authentic likes to do, and just no one caught up. So that was all she wrote. Improbable did finish second, which was, you know, nothing worse than that, betting a horse to win and then it finished second. But my long shot as well lost Tom's the Tat. Nowhere close to winning that one, but came back, lost $200, so I'm down to 716 now. What are you at now? You're up big still.
Yeah, I'm over the 2,500 mark.
All right. Like that.
I had a moment. Well, I texted you because I looked at, I was like, oh, I forgot the Kentucky Derby was on. I have money on this. So right. I Googled. I was like, who won the Kentucky Derby? And I clicked on like a link.
Just a big rush. Yeah.
And it showed it listed the horses based on their numbers.
Oh, that they were assigned. That's right. That's right.
And it had Tacitus at one. I was like, no way. +3,300.
He texted me like, dude, I did it again. Not quite, Mark, but you did win your favorite or your bigger favorite of a pick at plus 550, which is nothing to feel sorry about. Let's do NFL this week, NFL week 11. SGP is just pumping out NFL content. We wanted to jump on the train. What we're going to do, we're not going to go through each and every game coming up for this weekend slate. What we decided to do for this is take our top three picks. So Mark will each give out our top three picks. Then we'll throw together the classic lock dog parlay at the end. Your first pick for this weekend's NFL matchups.
Ooh, my first pick's actually going to be an underdog.
Okay.
I'm taking the Packers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw this coming.
Plus 125 over the Colts, who are minus 145 favorite.
Interesting, huh? That the Colts are getting this kind of respect against Aaron Rodgers. But they had that big performance last week, right?
Yeah, well, they got the best defense in the league. But I kind of like that in this matchup.
Because, you like that the Colts have the best defense.
For two reasons. One, football is a game of averages, okay? Mm-hmm. And I think the Colts are not meant to be in first place in this division. So okay. I'm going to take them as saying that they're due to get smoked. And I think if anyone's going to do it, it's Aaron Rodgers. I said, I don't remember what episode it was, but the first time we did football, we spoke about how the Packers drafted Jordan Love, and I said
the
one thing you don't want to go up against in the NFL is Aaron Rodgers.
A pissed off Aaron Rodgers.
With a chip on his shoulder, and that's exactly what we have here.
Okay.
I just feel like the stars are aligning for this one, so I'm not going to give you a strategic play because I know that the strategic play points towards the Colts at minus 145, but I think Aaron Rodgers is going to edge this one out. And also, I like the experience in the Packers' defensive line to put pressure
on Philip Rivers.
Your favorite quarterback, Philip Rivers.
That's right. So you're going to take the Packers straight up money line plus 125. Respect to that. My first pick is might be a bit of a head scratcher at first, okay? Pittsburgh Steelers, only undefeated team in the league, going to Jacksonville to play the Jaguars, a bit of a dumpster fire team. I'm going to take the Jaguars plus 10, okay? Hear me out. Steelers, I don't know if you saw last week, they played the Cowboys, and they made that a ball game, right? That probably shouldn't have been a ball game. They got nearly beat by a guy named Garrett Gilbert. I mean, that sounds like the kid who brings an extra calculator to the math test and you need one as a backup and you ask him for it.
Garrett Gilbert. I want that guy there. You take that math test with no calculator.
Yeah,
you're
true. Garrett Gilbert. Yeah, I mean, props to that guy. But I just feel like the Steelers, they're going to win this game. Don't get me wrong. But I think a 10-point spread, I mean, a touchdown and a field goal. The Jaguars are 4-5 going against the spread. So sometimes they do get smoked, but this just feels like a spot with the kind of shaky Steelers performance last week where I'm going to go ahead and back the underdogs here to cover the 10-point spread. Jacksonville Jaguars plus 10. That's going to be my first pick. Your second pick.
Oh, second pick. Actually, I'm going to give you another underdog.
Of course. Of course.
I want the listeners to make money this mm-hmm. week. I'm going to go with Bengals over the Washington football team.
You're not a big spread guy. You're going money line again.
I'm more of a money line guy.
You a Joe Burrow guy?
Big Joe Burrow guy.
Okay.
That's a big part of it. I actually saw this statistic. The Bengals have not won a game away from home in 18 games. They're 0-17-1.
I saw that as well. Mm-hmm.
I just feel like Joe Burrow is the guy to do it.
Yep.
It's just another one where I'm just like, oh, I feel this, I feel that. But I just like Joe Burrow as a game-time player. And I also, I think Washington is kind of like just getting into their groove under Alex Smith, who came back after like almost losing his leg.
Right. Yep.
Literally.
It's a cool story.
But you can still see there's a little bit of discombobulations there.
Okay.
And I don't know. I just think Joe Burrow takes advantage of it.
Okay. That's a good pick. Bengals plus 110 as underdogs is Mark's second pick. My second pick, here's an interesting one. This time, you're supporting a young quarterback making his way into the league in Joe Burrow. I'm going to go against a young quarterback who's been recently getting his first few starts, Tua, on the Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins are going to play the Denver Broncos this coming weekend. There's a one-point spread. I'm going to take the Denver Broncos plus one. I think that the Dolphins defense looks great. Everyone's all about Tua these days, and he's playing well. Got to give him credit. But I think the Dolphins office isn't quite as good as people are giving him credit for. I think there's a little bit of love coming on Tua. And think about your new player in the league, your rookie in the league. Think about going and playing in Denver at Mile High Stadium. That's got to be a tough road trip. I mean, everyone, I would imagine quarterbacks remember their first time going there. That's got to be one of the hardest places to play in the league, right?
Yeah, I would agree with that. Actually, with the altitude, though, there, mm-hmm. the ball just flies.
Yeah. You think you'll be able to throw the ball farther? I think your first time playing in an altitude like that is going to be tough, especially when you're used to Miami's climate. I mean, come on, you're used to the sun and
here's my argument against that, though, is that Brian Flores, mm-hmm. coach of the Miami Dolphins, cornerbacks coach under Bill Belichick
mm-hmm. that's
for several
true.
Years at the
that's
New
true.
England
that's
Patriots.
True.
So if there's anybody that's going to know how to neutralize the deep ball that is to the advantage of the Denver Broncos here, I feel like it's him. I just feel like I'm big on Brian Flores. I think he's like one of the next big coaches in this
okay,
league.
Okay.
And what he's done to turn around team around is amazing. I mean, I'm not betting this game at all, but if I was gonna, I would actually go against you. I might just throw $100 down
you
just
can
to
go
against
me.
You.
That's fine.
Maybe okay. I'll add this to my list. I'm gonna take the Miami Dolphins.
I like it. You're on the Dolphins plus one. I'm on the Broncos minus one.
I also, for full transparency, I on principle always vote against vote.
You vote?
Yeah, I did vote.
Go out and vote.
I'm a little late for that. I also on principle, I always root against the Broncos because. There was back in my intern days, mm-hmm. When I was interning for an NFL agency, I interned with this girl who was this huge Broncos fan, and I absolutely hated her.
So, to spite her, you
yeah,
root against
her?
She
was
them.
Like the most neurotic, like anxious, annoying person. Like, she would like cry. She would literally cry to me in the office about like her problems
was
with
she an
her
intern,
like Tinder matches.
Intern as well? Or was...
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, intern. Man.
She would literally like these guys would match with her on Tinder, and she'd like message them like 7-8 times and like they would not reply and she would like literally
cry about it to you
in the office. So, like people are walking by and she's like and I'm like I don't know what, I'm not doing this. She's insane. Actually, a really funny story was Jalen Ramsey, mm-hmm. cornerback for the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah, big time quarterback.
He Jalen cornerback
Ramsey. I said cornerback.
I thought you said quarterback.
No.
My bad. But he
Jalen Ramsey,
he came to the office, mm-hmm. like for meetings or whatever. and she was on her computer like buying who was the quarterback at the time? She was buying a Trevor Siemian jersey.
Oh, no.
On her laptop as he's like walking by.
Yeah.
And she sits right next to me. So he's walking by. Yeah. And he Jalen Ramsey literally stops and he looks at her and he goes, "What the fuck are you doing?" And she's like, "Oh, I'm buying a jersey." He's like, "Why are you buying a Trevor Siemian jersey?" She's like, "That's my favorite player." And at the time he was playing for the Jaguars.
Oh.
He said to us, "Man, that guy sucks. We played against them last season and they barely beat us and we were fucking garbage." That's what he said. And she like goes on this rant about how Trevor Siemian's like the greatest quarterback ever.
Of course. And then
dead ass this happens. He goes, "This is a very small parking lot because it's like a small building that they work out of. So there's only like 20 cars there." So he's like, "There was a car in the parking lot and it was covered in cat stickers. Was that you?" And she's like, "Yup."
He knew.
He was like, "That's the crazy cat."
Who else would
Jalen Ramsey reads the game better than anybody
That's
out
awesome.
There. I thought that was the funniest shit. She loved Trevor Siemian.
That's fantastic.
No longer with the program. But on principle, anytime I watch the Broncos, I'm just thinking of her screaming in the office.
I understand that.
I would rather her just be screaming at her television due to their defeat.
I'm also
going to take the Dolphins for that reason.
Fair enough. Let's do our third pick actually really quick. Each do our third pick. Take a quick ad break and then come back for the Lock Dog Parlay to close out the show. Your third pick.
Ooh, third pick. Finally an underdog. Baltimore Ravens, -290.
Okay.
I like this line. Obviously not like the biggest cash grab.
Yeah, it'll probably move by the weekend too. People are going to hammer the Ravens coming off the loss especially.
Yeah, and I just think the Titans offense the Titans defense lets up a lot of passing yards.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the highest in the league. So I think they're going to be looking to bring a lot of pressure on Lamar Jackson. Mike Vrabel loves to bring the house on quarterbacks.
Yeah, he does.
I feel like Lamar Jackson is a quarterback that...
You don't think he'll get away.
I think he's the type of quarterback that can scramble arguably the best in the league, maybe besides Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
And so I think he's going to take advantage of that. And I think the dual threat of Lamar Jackson is going to cause them all kinds of problems. Mm-hmm. I think ultimately the Ravens are going to... I don't know if they're going to blow this out, but I think they're going to win comfortably.
I like that breakdown. Titans bring the pressure. Lamar Jackson, you can't pressure him. I like that breakdown a lot. That's a good pick.
Yeah, if they don't pressure him, they're fucked.
Right. Like
they're,
like it's that, a lose-lose yeah, against Lamar Jackson.
That's my mindset.
It really
there.
Is. My final pick will be the Kansas City Chiefs. It'll also be a little bit chalky. This Kansas City Chiefs -6.5 at the Las Vegas Raiders. You remember week 5. The Raiders upset the Chiefs. In Arrowhead Stadium.
I think the Lightning's not going to strike twice.
Big revenge game for the Chiefs. I like the 6.5. I think they win by a touchdown. I don't think it'll be a win that they're not going to blow the doors off the Raiders. The Raiders are a good team. But last time the big issue was the deep ball. The Raiders were just finding the deep ball over and over. I think Andy Reid will come in with a good game plan this time. He'll shut it down. Exactly like you said it. I don't think Lightning can strike twice here. I think if you beat the Chiefs once in a season, that's an impressive feat. I don't think it happens twice. Chiefs are number one, right? So I'm going to take them -6.5 to get the job done over in Vegas.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty fair line right there. And speaking of fair lines,
yeah,
we missed last week, so we got to get paid
extra hard.
And it's a good thing that we got mybookie.ag. With late fall college ball, NBA, the NBA bubble, and UFC Fight Island, it's clear 2020 has been a year unlike any other, which is why you need a sportsbook with offers unlike any other. Get some skin in the game with MyBookie, where odds, boosts, lightning deals, and free bets await all season long. And with Turkey Day right around the corner, there is really no better time to feast on some NFL action.
I like that.
Whether you're a first-time customer or have been playing with MyBookie for years, there is no shortage of value to be found in the thousands of game lines, unique prop bets, and contests that they offer every week. Sign up or get reloaded today. Find an edge, make your bet, and get paid. They also boast a fully-fledged casino platform, giving you access to all the classic table, slot, and card games you'd expect to find at your local spot. And the best part is, at MyBookie, the doors never close, so you can continue to build your bankroll or lose your rent money even after the stadium lights have gone out, literally and figuratively. Make the right play and sign up today at MyBookie, and when you do, use promo code SGP to get your deposit matched halfway, all the way up to $1,000. The terms are simple. You put in $200, they'll match it with another $100 in your account. If you were already planning to bet this season, this is free betting money. It's winning season at MyBookie, so come join in on the fun and win some cash while you're at it.
We're also brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Come prop up on Thrive Fantasy this season. Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app specifically for player props. With Thrive, you can eliminate the countless hours of research and focus on only the top-tier athletes that have the biggest impact on the game. If you're playing the NFL, you can choose 10 out of 20 available player props to build your lineup. For NBA, PGA, MLB, esports, other sports, you choose 5 out of the 10 available player props to build your lineup. Each prop is assigned a fantasy value for both the over and the under based on how likely it is to hit the most props, and rack up the most points to win a share of the prize pool. Thrive has over $50,000 in guaranteed prizes weekly and has awarded over $1,600,000 in cash prizes. Use that promo code SGP when you sign up today, and you'll receive an instant match up to $50 on your first deposit. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Play Store, or by visiting their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and prop up today, and don't forget that promo code SGP.
And lastly, if you're still thinking of starting your own sportsbook, but you don't know how, well, then I don't know what you're waiting for, because week after week, we tell you that Ace Per Head is here to help you start your own sportsbook. They'll provide you with an all-inclusive professional betting site with all the lines updated to the second and wagers graded immediately. They have top-notch customer support going 24/7 and some of the sharpest lines in the industry. Plus, Ace Per Head offers live betting and an amazing mobile experience. So get started today. And Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free. Just go to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP.
Just like that, we're back. And we have another soundbite. This time for our Lock Dog Parlay. Ready? Close your eyes and take yourself to this place.
When we go to gamble, we go to lose. Subconsciously. I'm still alive.
All right.
Thanks a lot. Parlay.
Lock Dog Parlay.
Ooh. Who was that girl? Where'd you find her?
Pretty good, huh? Pretty good.
Not bad at all. Except I don't know that I agree with you when you say when we go to gamble, we go to lose.
That's a movie reference. That's a movie reference, as is the parlay. That's Jack Sparrow from Pirates of the Caribbean. There's some good little sound bites in there. So I'll let you, you'll have to listen to each one and try to figure out where it came from.
I've actually never seen Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh my gosh. That's a classic movie.
Actually. I don't watch fiction.
I can't believe
you've never
seen
that. If I'm going to watch a pirate movie, it's going to be... Captain Phillips with real Somalian pirates with AK-47s.
I can't believe you haven't seen that movie. Giant American
cargo ships being held hostage.
Do you consider yourself a Johnny Depp fan?
Not really.
Okay, good. Because if you said yes to that and you hadn't seen Pirates of the Caribbean,
like,
that's a shame.
I like Willy Wonka.
Yeah, that's true. He's good in Willy Wonka. Your lock for this week?
Ooh, my lock's got to be the Ravens.
Mm-hmm. I thought you might say that. Yeah.
-290. I mean, the other two picks I gave out were both underdogs too.
Yep. For my lock, I'll go really, really steep. I'll go against the Jets.
No, really?
Yeah, I really will. Los Angeles Chargers. They got a terrible record, but they have a lot of close losses. I like Justin Herbert. You know, they're a good team. It's going to take them a year or two to figure it all out. With him as quarterback, I'll take the Chargers though to get this one. If they lose this game, that'd be a shocker. -435, hence the steep price against the New York Jets is my lock. Your dog?
Dog's got to be the Packers. Aaron Rodgers and the boys.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's gonna show out.
I pulled out the same dog, so I hate to
really?
Copy you on that, but I agree that that's a great dog spot. Aaron Rodgers to get the job at plus money. It's almost a privilege sometimes getting these elite quarterbacks at plus money. Sometimes you have to look at it that way, right? Like when Russell Wilson is at plus money, when Aaron Rodgers is at plus money, when Brady's at plus money, you gotta take it, right? Not necessarily blindly, but that's a rare opportunity to get to bet on these guys.
Aaron Rodgers, one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game.
Totally.
Underdog.
I like it. I heard when we were walking into the LA office today, if you will, you said I got a good parlay this week. So what's your parlay? I've been anxious to hear it.
I do have a good parlay. So the three teams that I originally mentioned are all there: Ravens, Packers, Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think they're going to win. That's why I gave them in the beginning. So I might as well put. It wouldn't make sense, so I didn't put them in the parlay.
Okay.
Then I'm going to add the Steelers versus the Jaguars.
So just Steelers money line.
Yeah, Steelers. This is,
I still think the Steelers will win. I just have the Jags.
Yeah,
plus 10.
I'm going.
But yeah,
money
you'll take the Steelers
for
money
a parlay.
Line.
I always go money.
Yeah,
line.
Yeah.
Steelers versus the Jaguars.
Yep.
The Chiefs against the Raiders.
You're taking the Chiefs
and
to
the
Chargers.
Yeah. Yeah, taking the Chiefs and yep. then taking the Chargers against the Jets. Like
that's a lot of games.
It's a 6-game parlay. So just to run that back: Ravens, Packers, Bengals, Steelers, Chiefs, Chargers. All really good lines that I like.
Okay.
It pays out plus $1,202.
I can't wait to see which one of these blows your parlay. It'll be interesting.
I don't see any of these teams losing. The Chargers, definitely not losing. I can't see that. Chiefs, not going to lose. Steelers, I don't see them losing. If it's going to be anyone, I'm going to say it's probably the Bengals.
Yeah, probably the Bengals. I would agree with you on that. My parlay is a little bit simpler, as usual. Every week on the show, I always have
a small money parlay.
Yeah, I have a three-teamer. Oh, that's a good one. It's a Chiefs, Chargers, Ravens, all heavy favorites. That comes out to plus money, though, plus 122. Three-teamer just feels comfortable. I'm a little bit of a smaller player when it comes to NFL parlays. I just think it's so hard to parlay in the NFL. You know, one team is bound to get upset. So I'm just going to take a three-teamer for this week. I mean, you are way ahead of me on the total money card. So I got to work my way up. I got to be smart. I got to be strategic. Chiefs, Chargers, Ravens. That's my parlay, plus 122.
I don't know. I think you got to spend money to make money. You want to catch the big dog.
Yeah, you might catch it this week. We'll find out next week. Probably talk some more NFL next week. Any last words before we say goodbye for the week?
Stay corona free.
Mm.
And sports are tight.